in a small studio in Metropolis.
Hello, Superman. I'm Priscilla Rich. Thank you for doing this television interview with me. It's a pleasure to meet you that I shan't forget.
Not a problem. Anything to help a new up-and-comer.
Would you care for a slice of pizza? It's pineapple and black olive.
No, thank you. I don't like black olives.
It's very tasty.
I just don't like black olives.
Very well, then.
Well, maybe I can pick them off. Yum, you're right. This is a very tasty pizza.
First off, I'd like to talk to you about the proposed race around the world with this new superhero, the Flash. I hear you have some reservations.
Yeah, I have some problems with this race. I'm not opposed to doing it. But the way it's being presented, it doesn't factor in the environmental impact that the two of us running at top speeds would cause. On top of that...
I'm sure. Now I'd like to ask, which do you prefer? Wood, lice, or people?
What do wood lice have to do with racing?
Just say people.
People?
Thank you, Superman. I think we've got what we need.
Are you sure? You didn't ask me many questions.
I said good day, sir.
This is Arthur Light reporting. Right now we have a Lex News exclusive. Superman, or should that be super racist? Our crack team of reporters got a candid look at this so-called hero with our hidden camera.
Yeah, I have some problems with this race.
And what race is that?
I don't like black people.
Is this all black people?
I just don't like black people.
What do you plan on doing about it?
Well, maybe I can pick him off.
Another liberal superhero showing his true colors. Get more from Lex News, a version of reality you can trust.
What just happened?
Hey, kids! It's We Heart Superman. This week's episode, He Reports, He Decides, Part 1. Written and directed by Troy Mankowski, produced by Matt Rasmussen.
I just don't like black people.
Clark, get over here. Have you seen this?
Been hard to avoid. It's been playing nonstop all over the city for 3 hours. Obviously, it's a fake.
Obviously. It's not even that good of an edit job. I've been trying all afternoon to get a hold of an unedited version, but Lex News isn't giving it up. They've been taking a lot of callers mad at Superman, and a few who are defending him.
Who's defending him?
People who hate black people.
When did Lex Luthor buy a news station? He didn't make any announcements.
This is his announcement. It's playing in every building he owns, half of Metropolis.
Okay, team, listen up. There's some rich SOB messing with my turf, and I want him taken out. Luthor may own half the city, but he doesn't own the planet. We're gonna hit him and hit him hard, and we're gonna hit him fast. I'm not gonna sit back and let my town be overrun by some happy little propaganda machine.
Hello, Perry White.
Great Caesar's ghost!
And a personal hello to the rest of the staff of the Daily Planet.
Turn it up!
Welcome to Lex Talk. As the president and CEO for life of Lex News, I hope to answer a few questions today. There's the first being, why do it, Lex? The answer is simple. I'm here to even the playing field. The Daily Planet only gives you one side of the story, purely researched and carefully balanced. I give you the other, one without a trace of Perry White's pro-superhero liberal bias.
Liberal? Did he just call me a hippie?
Now you're thinking, Lex, don't you hate Superman because he continuously ruins your plans for world domination? Doesn't that make you biased? Well, I guess it makes me a little biased. Just a little. And who isn't? But look at the Daily Planet. Not only does Superman's self-admitted best pal, Jimmy Olsen, work there, but also Lois Lane, a woman he has had regular sexual relations with. Sexual relations out of wedlock, I might add.
Clearly, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
So who's the more biased? Remember that when they report tomorrow that this video is an amateurish fake. But enough about the Daily Planet. I want to hear from you, the people. Do you have a story about Superman, or any other superhero for that matter? Did they destroy your property while saving you? Send you to jail for a crime you didn't commit, or perhaps the worst crime of all, not being there when you needed them the most? Send us your stories, and we'll pay handsomely for them. Stay tuned for a word from our sponsors.
I want a mercenary army I can rely on.
This is a new low. We're not going to stand for it, are we, Chief? Chief?
Liberal? I'll show you, Liberal. Disband the Union. No more weekends. Write a redemptive piece about George W. Bush.
This is ridiculous.
And Lois, you can't see Superman.
What?
I'm sorry. Not while you're working here. Maybe if this all blows over. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Lois, I...
Save it. Let's get to work.
Is Superman a good role model for the Christians? Some people say no. Reverend Godfrey Good joins us now. Reverend Good, would you say Superman's example is causing harm in the Christian community?
Let me put it this way. A man with super strength and the ability to ascend to heaven, using his powers to help out his fellow man? Last time I checked, these things were not in the Bible.
In the penthouse offices of Lex Luthor.
Luthor, darling, that was a masterstroke of wickedness. You take my breath away.
Oh, I'm just getting warmed up, baby. By the time I'm done, there won't be a superhero on this planet with the support of the public. And a new breed of superhero will take over. Us. And they will not depend on us for the help in their pathetic little lives, but rather fear us as gods. What? Oh, just one sec. Hello? It's Joker. He's outside. Yes. I see you. You can stop waving now. Please, get off my car. What are you doing? You're dropping your pants. And you're peeing on my car. No. That's really, really funny. Yeah. Okay, why don't you come up? All right, then. I'll see you in a few.
Lex, do we really need the Joker?
Yes. He's the only one who will still say that trickle-down economics was healthy for the U.S. economy.
Hello, Luther! Hello, Priscilla!
There he is. The man with enough brilliance and madness to truly shake the system. What do you say, Joker? Are you ready to help me change the world?
I just pooped myself!
Oh, I see you've gone lowbrow. How wonderful.
In today's news, Superman saved 4,000 people from a hurricane in Venezuela. Undeniably to show support for socialist leader and freedom hater, Hugo Chavez.
Perry, I get enough of this at home. Can we change the station? My elderly neighbor blasts this at full volume all night.
No dice, Kent. It's either this or E-Entertainment. And there's no way in hell we are watching E-Entertainment.
Well, I for one kind of like it. It's like I could have a beer with these guys. With Superman, it feels like I'd have to live up to some moral standard and have an open mind or some crap like that. These guys prove that the white heterosexual males are the real persecuted minority in America. And tell me that I'm right in being afraid of things I don't understand.
Anyway, what have you two got for me?
Good stuff.
Page one stuff, Chief.
That's what I like to hear from my star reporters.
Lex News' new VP of scheduling is none other than Temple Fugate, a.k.a. minor supervillain Clock King. We can prove not only that Lex knows it, but that he offered Fugate the job while he was still operating as Clock King.
Luthor hired a known supervillain. Well, villain. Well, not that great of a person. Okay, someone with at least outstanding warrants against him. And we've only started digging into the personal files, Chief. There's no telling what else we might find.
Here it is, Chief. 40 column inches, so balanced you could shoot a hologram on it. All ready for tomorrow morning's edition.
Perfect!
Good afternoon, everyone. Are you tired of superhero positive views of the liberal press? Are you tired of supervillain negative views from that same source? Well, we at Lex News are too. That's why we've knowingly employed former supervillains at every level of our network. Because people deserve a chance to redeem themselves. Just like Oliver North. Oh, Holly. What mischief will you get into next?
So much for that. In deference to the two of you, I'll lazily thumb through the first page of your report until you leave the room, and then toss it in the paper shredder. Can you guys pull out the staples for me? I've lost my glasses.
I'm sorry, Lois.
That's it. I'm becoming a yoga instructor.
And now it's time for a moderate conversation with your host, Gorilla Grodd.
What?
Hello, I'm Gorilla Grodd, superior primate. Tonight, my guest is Professor of Linguistics, Noam Chomsky. Mr. Chomsky, You say that since the mass media is run by corporations and is profit-driven, that in the absence of regulation, there is more pressure to sell advertising than to report the truth. Clearly, you don't know what you're talking about. Response?
Well, thank you, Grodd, and let me start by stating that I read your autobiography, Ape Like Me, and am aware of your mind-controlling powers. Right now, you're sending me signals to break down crying, refute my life's work, and rather unnecessarily bow down before you. But before the show, I took some precautions against your mental trickery, so that perhaps we can have an honest conversation.
Next week's guest will be Michael Moore! Great Scott! He just bit the head off of Noam Chomsky! Did anyone else see that?
No dice, Kent. I won't have another liberal story coming out of my newspaper. Someone burn down that latte machine!
Does anyone even care?
The next day at Lex News headquarters.
Good morning, Mr. Grodd.
Oh, good morning, sweetheart. What's your name?
Eve Eden. I'm your producer. We've met a number of times.
Eve, you know what I want to do? I want to go to the Caribbean with you. Once people get into the hot weather, they shed their inhibitions. I'd want to take a shower with you. Yeah, that'd be the first thing I'd do.
I'm not interested.
And I get one of those mitts. One of those loofah mitts and...
Grodd, Luther wants a word with you. Luther is impressed with the way you eat your guest when they disagree with you. It's caused a small headache with the sensors, but nothing your mind control can't sweep under the rug. In fact, we suspect it'll give you enough of a boost to become our second highest rated program.
Second?
After Luther, of course.
Well, I'm gunning for that number one spot. Luther is weak. Sure, he's impressive by human standards, but he is still only human. Civilized. Soft. He has no primal edge. Give me a week, and I'll show the world what true power looks like.
Top floor, everyone off.
Grodd! Glad you could join us. The Joker and I were just finishing a round of push the grandmother off the building.
Oh, please! I have 5 boys, 6 girls, and 21 grandchildren!
Ick! Well, thank you, Fertile Myrtle. Hopefully in the next life, you'll learn the pull-out method. Grodd! I have an assignment for you. In Florida, there's a psychologist whose focus is the metahuman mind. Her name is Dr. Lillian Mars. I want her on your show talking about how superheroes are nothing but perverts who hate America.
So, when do you want me to book her?
Book her? That's cute. You and the Joker are going to kidnap her. And just to make sure she's not a bleeding heart, we're going to pull out her brain with an ice cream scoop and replace it with one more to my liking.
Come, ladies, this way to meet Bill O'Reilly!
Oh, this is so exciting. I know. He's such a handsome man.
Ah, the new batch has arrived. Grodd, would you like to play around?
You know, Luther, I've bitten heads off of people on live television, and this is way too over the top for me. I'll start getting packed for Florida.
Faggot.
Look at that bitch drop. This just in. 49 grandmothers have plunged to their deaths. Superman was nowhere to be seen, and it can be assumed doesn't care. But we do. Lex News, we care about your grandmother.
Later, in the office of Dr. Mars.
I'm sorry, I'm not taking any visitors right now.
But I've got a riddle for you. How does a 600-pound gorilla get through a locked door?
Come on in, it's not locked.
Oh, so what is it? Hello! Well, there, now it is. So how does a 600-pound gorilla get through...
Joker?
Like that!
Now I'm stuck in the doorway. Perfect.
Superman
isn't going to help you, lady. You're coming with us.
I beg to differ. Grodd, I don't want to hurt you.
That's why you'll lose, you prancing Nancy boy. Right now I'm inside your mind. I can make you feel the greatest pain you've ever felt. Make you relive your greatest fear.
And totally unleash the super pimp, you dumb f- monkey.
What?
Dr. Mars, are you all right?
That gorilla!
It's okay. He's orbiting the moon right now. The Joker didn't hurt you, did he?
No, he just farted happy birthday and ran off.
I never thought this could happen. I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault. It's... Thank you for saving me.
It is my fault. And it's only gonna get worse. Eventually, everyone close to me will come under attack. Grodd's lung just exploded. I should go get him.
Come back afterwards. We still have your session.
No, I don't know if I can ever come back. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you for everything.
Well, guess I can go to the Dominatrix bar early tonight.
Oh, curse my super hearing.
After retrieving Gorilla Grodd and returning him to the authorities of Gorilla City, Superman retreats to the Fortress of Solitude. There he unveils his most bizarre possession, the Mirror of the Mind.
I believe in the freedom of the press. I believe that everyone should have a voice. That's why I became a reporter. And I firmly believe that no voice should be censored. But this isn't news. It's the voice of a powerful man who only wants more power, and gets it by exploiting the dark side of human nature, our mistrust, our egos, our fear of losing what little power we have in our lives.
Okay, first of all, you need to stop talking to this mirror and fly over there and beat the crap out of Lex Luthor. You show him who's boss and say, listen, bitch, you're gonna give me my own show, or I slap celebrities who annoy me. First guess, Carrot Top. But then, I'd be no better than him. I'd go in there, fist flying, and I'm just gonna prove him right, that I'm a threat to freedom. Hey, some things you can't change. You just gotta go out there and live every day the best you can. Come home to some chunky monkey and hope someday a woman will solve all your problems for you. Standing by is not an option either. I can see where this is heading, and without me doing anything, Luthor will rule the world. There's no right answer. Is there a third option?
Yes, there is, my son.
Father!
These are the human problems. You should not concern you. It is up to them what path to take. If they choose to follow Luthor, he will still be the son of Krypton. If you are ignored and forgotten, then it's their doing, not yours.
You're right, Father. As Superman, my hands are tied. This is a human affair.
Good luck, my son. Remember, be true to yourselves, always.
Father, don't go. There must be some other piece of advice you can give me.
Yes. Don't rip off Harry Potter anymore, huh? We're already in enough trouble as it is.
This is Arthur Light for Lex News. Our top story, Superman has left the planet. After weeks of our network demanding that this alien outsider leave, it seems he has caved under our pressure. Now plan on weeks of us criticizing him for doing what we said. Lex News, where we won't let Superman off the hook no matter what he does.
2 weeks later, at Lex News headquarters.
Hi, and welcome to the team. I'm Eve, one of the producers. You've come at a very exciting time. Grab a party hat and follow me.
Thank you, thank you. All right, shut up. All right then, so, we finally did it. The big blue boy scout is gone, and surely every single Johnny crime fighter and Sally do-gooder will follow.
Yeah!
And then, a new golden age will dawn, when we will no longer be bound by this fairy tale of equality of men and women. And those with the will to take what they want will get it, as everyone else stares in awe.
Hear, hear!
Hear, hear!
For years, I thought it would be the super science that would elevate me to this glorious state. It turns out to be the social sciences. So, let us go out there, make and break presidents, make tons of money, and hold the world by the balls. Thank you, everybody.
We
Wait here. I'll introduce you to him.
Hi,
son. Welcome to the team. You picked a great time to leave whatever rag you were writing for and join us with the new force in journalism. So, what's your name? Clark. Clark Kent.
To be continued. No. No, really. To be continued.